Hey everyone, welcome back to MarketSnap. Pfizer is the ultimate value trap test. A 6% dividend yield, a stock down nearly 40% over 5 years, and a CEO buying $1 million worth of shares with his own money right after earnings. That's either a screaming buy or a falling knife, and the market can't seem to make up its mind. So today, we're skipping the hype and running the numbers, financials, cash flow, pipeline, and a full MarketSnap valuation pass, to see if the story finally matches the spreadsheet. Let's set the stage. Pfizer is trading around $28 a share, and the stock has been on a wild ride. It's up nearly 12% over the past month, up over 10% in the last 3 months, and up almost 16% over the past year. But zoom out to 5 years, and it's down roughly 39%. That's the post-COVID hangover in one chart. A massive spike during the pandemic, followed by years of giving it all back. The market cap sits around $162 billion, and here's a number that should grab your attention. The dividend yield is just over 6%. That's huge for a mega-cap pharma. But as we'll see, that yield comes with some serious baggage. For those who need a refresher, Pfizer is one of the oldest and largest pharmaceutical companies on the planet, headquartered in New York, founded back in 1849. They operate across oncology, vaccines, immunology, rare disease, and hospital care. You know them from the COVID vaccine partnership with BioNTech, but that's ancient history now. Today, the company is all about navigating what they call the patent cliff, a period where several blockbuster drugs lose exclusivity, and the company has to lean hard on its pipeline to fill the gap. CEO Albert Bourla has been through the ringer. He led the company through the pandemic peak and now through the post-COVID crash. And he's been putting his money where his mouth is, buying $1 million of stock right after the latest earnings print. Insiders buying is usually a decent signal, but we need to dig deeper than that. Let's talk revenue, because this is where the story gets real. Pfizer's revenue peaked in 2022 at over $100 billion. That was the COVID vaccine and Paxlovid boom. Since then, it's been a brutal calm-down. In 2023, revenue fell to about $59.5 billion. In 2024, it recovered slightly to around $63.5 billion. And for the full year 2025, we're looking at roughly $62.5 billion. The good news? The decline is slowing. The bad news? We're still well below the pre-COVID baseline. In 2019, before the pandemic, Pfizer did about $51 billion in revenue. So after the COVID spike and crash, they're roughly 20% above that old baseline, but they've had to fight hard for every dollar. Geographically, the U.S. is the engine, contributing about $37 billion of that 2025 total. Developed rest of world adds another $16 billion, and emerging markets chip in about $9 billion. The U.S. is where the pricing power lives, but it's also where the patent cliff hits hardest. Now let's get into the earnings picture, because this is where Pfizer's turnaround either proves itself or falls apart. The latest reported quarter, Q1 of 2026, showed revenues of $14.5 billion, up 2% operationally. That's modest, but it's growth, and after years of declines, investors are taking whatever they can get. For the full year, 2025, net income came in at about $7.8 billion, with diluted EPS around $1.36. Compare that to 2024, where they earned $1.41, and 2023, where they only managed 37 cents a share. So we're seeing a bottoming process. Earnings are stabilizing, but they're nowhere near the $5-plus EPS they printed in 2022. Here's a critical number, though. The CEO and other insiders bought stock right after Q2 earnings, and the stock has rallied over 12% since that report. The market is starting to believe the bottom is in, but we need to check the balance sheet to see if the dividend is actually safe. Let's pull up the financial statements, because this is where the rubber meets the road. Pfizer's balance sheet is a mixed bag. Total assets sit around $213 billion, with total liabilities around $125 billion. Stockholders' equity is about $88 billion. Here's the concerning part. Debt to equity is around 74%. That's manageable for a company of this size, but it's not cheap. and the current ratio is about 1.27, which means they can cover short-term obligations, but there's not a ton of cushion. Free cash flow is where things get interesting. In 2024, they generated about $9.8 billion in free cash flow. In 2023, that number was just under $4.8 billion. And in 2022, during the COVID peak, it was over $26 billion. The trend is recovering, but here's the problem. The dividend costs them about $9.5 billion a year. So in 2024, free cash flow barely covered the dividend. In 2023, it didn't cover it at all. That's why the CEO's promise to maintain the dividend is such a big deal. The payout ratio is over 100% on current earnings. That's not sustainable long-term unless earnings grow or the company cuts. And cutting the dividend at a company already down 40% over 5 years would be a disaster for the stock. Let's break this down with a proper SWOT analysis, because there are real arguments on both sides here. Starting with strengths, Pfizer has a massive diversified portfolio and a pipeline that could be transformative. The recent earnings beats show operational resilience. And let's not forget the insider buying. The CEO and other executives have been putting real money into this stock. The company also announced a cost realignment program expected to deliver over $7 billion in net savings by 2026, with another $2.5 billion coming through 2029. That's serious margin protection. Now the weaknesses. The patent cliff is real and approaching fast. Several key drugs lose exclusivity in the coming years, and that will pressure revenue regardless of pipeline success. The dividend payout ratio above 100% is a red flag, and the company's return on equity is under 5%. That's weak for a company of this caliber. Opportunities are where it gets exciting. The Lyme disease vaccine candidate, developed with Valneva, just had its application validated by the European Medicines Agency. That's a potentially massive market with no existing vaccine. The COVID vaccine franchise is being refreshed with new variant-adapted formulas. And the pipeline has multiple blockbuster potential drugs in late-stage development. Management is guiding toward a return to growth, and if the pipeline delivers, the earnings power could surprise to the upside. But the threats are substantial. Competition in every major therapeutic area is fierce. Regulatory pressure on drug pricing in the U.S. is an ongoing overhang. And the company's history of big acquisitions, like the Seagen deal, has loaded up the balance sheet and hasn't always delivered the promised returns. If the pipeline stumbles, this stock could stay in the doldrums for years. Let's look at the recent price action. The stock has been on a tear lately, up nearly 12% in the past month, and up over 12% since the last earnings report. That's a significant move for a megacap. The stock is now trading around $28, which is well off its lows, but still a fraction of its pandemic-era peak. Here's what's interesting from a technical perspective. The stock has been building a base for over a year now. The lows from late 2024 and early 2025 held, and we're seeing higher lows. The recent insider buying at these levels adds conviction. But a 12% one-month rally in a stock that's been in a five-year downtrend needs to be respected. It could be the start of something bigger, or it could be a dead cat bounce before another leg down. The next earnings report will be crucial. Now let's get to the part you've been waiting for, the valuation. We ran Pfizer through the MarketSnap valuation engine, and this is where the picture gets genuinely interesting. The model we used is a forward PE approach, which makes sense here. Pfizer is a mature pharmaceutical company with predictable earnings and solid analyst coverage. The model confidence is high, and the forward PE approach fits because we have good visibility into future earnings. The MarketSnap fair value comes in at around $30 per share. With the stock trading near $28, that suggests the market is pricing in a lot of the bad news already. The gap between price and fair value is maybe 10%. Not a massive discount, but a real one. So what's driving this valuation? There are a few key assumptions baked in. First, we're applying a forward PE of 15 times on normalized earnings. That might sound rich when the stock trades at around 8 times forward earnings today, but it reflects the market's expectation that earnings will recover as the patent cliff passes and the pipeline kicks in. The current multiple is discounting a lot of decline. Second, we're assuming a modest revenue recovery over the next 5 years, with the analyst consensus being average on both revenue and net income. This isn't a blowout growth story, it's a stabilization and slow recovery story. Third, we're modeling a terminal growth rate of 2.5%, which is reasonable for a mature pharma company with pricing power. And fourth, we're assuming the company continues its share buyback program, reducing share count by about 0.25% annually. Now, here's the honest truth about valuation models. They're only as good as their assumptions. Change the discount rate or the growth rate, and the fair value swings dramatically. If you think Pfizer can grow faster than the consensus, the stock could be worth significantly more than $30. If you think the patent cliff hits harder than expected, it could be worth less than the current price. The model is a starting point, not a crystal ball. And if you want to run your own scenarios, you can plug in your own assumptions on the MarketSnap Intrinsic Value Calculator on our website. All right, let's get to my take, because this is a stock that demands an opinion. Pfizer is a genuine turnaround story, and for the first time in years, the pieces are starting to line up. You've got insider buying at the highest levels, a CEO publicly committing to the dividend, a pipeline with real blockbuster potential, especially that Lyme disease vaccine, and a stock that's been beaten down so badly that a lot of the bad news is already priced in. Here's the bull case in one sentence. You're getting a 6% dividend yield while you wait for a pipeline that could double earnings power by the end of the decade. If the pipeline delivers even half of what it promises, this stock has significant upside. But here's the bear case. The dividend is costing more than the company generates in free cash flow. The patent cliff is coming, and the pipeline has to be nearly perfect to offset those losses. If management stumbles on execution, or if the FDA or European regulators throw a wrench in any major approval, the dividend could be at risk. And if the dividend gets cut, this stock goes lower. The MarketSnap model puts fair value around $30, with the potential for roughly 4% annualized growth over the next 5 years. If you'd invested $10,000 5 years ago, you'd be looking at around $12,000 today. But that's after surviving a 39% drawdown along the way. The dividend is the anchor here, and as long as it holds, you're getting paid to wait. My take, this is a hold with a bias toward buying on weakness. The risk-reward is starting to tilt positive, but I want to see the dividend fully covered by free cash flow before I get truly excited. Watch the next few earnings reports for free cash flow trends and pipeline updates. If the Lyme vaccine gets approved and the cost savings materialize, this could be a different stock in 18 months. What do you think about PFE? Is the 6% yield worth the risk, or is this a value trap? Leave your take in the comments below. Thanks for watching. If this helped you think through the story, hit like and subscribe for more stock deep dives. See you in the next one.